Okay, so we're going to start the sugya of Puravu and birth control and the like. We have three shiurim scheduled, which is not enough, not nearly enough to do the whole sugya, but we'll see some highlights over the course of these three shiurim. I think just to start by noting a common misconception, many people sort of assume that this isn't really a halachic question, and it doesn't follow the same type of rigorous halachic criteria that other questions do. I think we'll see that to a large degree, that's not true. They're sugyos, they're isurim, and as such, there needs to be halachic guidance and psak, just like in any other areas of halacha. There are cases where perhaps the halacha isn't clear-cut, and there are cases for hashara. I think that's why people have that misconception. The misconception comes from the fact that a couple might go to a rav, and they'll start to cry, and then I'll say, okay, well, then mutter. So that sort of leads to this misconception that, well, it's not really a strictly halachic issue. I think that's not correct. There are cases where Rav will take into account all sorts of factors, but that doesn't mean it's not a halachic question like any other. So what we'll do is start today with the sugya to Yevamos on Daf Yud Beis and Beis about Tzal Shnashim. It also appears in Ksubos and other places. And we'll see where that takes us. So Tani Rav Bibi Kamed Rav Nachman. Tzal Shnashim Shamshis B'moch. There are three women who are permitted to use a moch, according to a mayor. What does a moch mean? So Rashi says, Mutaros lases moch betoch b'makom tashmesh k'shen mishamshos k'dei shelo yisabru. So there's two chidushim here in this Rashi. The first is that the moch is something that you put in before tashmesh. Presumably it's some type of barrier that prevents her from becoming pregnant. And the second point that Rashi says is Meshamshos B'moch means she may, she's muteres. In other words, even though Rameir thinks that when it comes to these three women, there's some level of sakana, in which case you might have thought that they should be chayavos l'shamish b'moch, Rashi still says they're mutaros l'shamish b'moch. What are these three women that can use the moch? Ketana muberes u'menika. What's the reason? Ketana shamet sa'aber, v'shamatamos, muberes, shamatasa ubrasando, and menika shamatigmal bina v'yamos. Vezi ketana, ibas yira'al shana v'yomachad, ad yud beis v'yomachad. So from 11 to 12 is the ketana. Pach mikan v'yasar akam shamash kedakav alechas de v'yomer. So above 12, there's no danger. She could become pregnant and have a healthy baby. Below 11, she's not going to become pregnant anyway. So there's also no need. It would be asura, according to Rashi. From 11 to 12, there is this danger. In the case of the nursing woman, the danger is more about the child that she has already, that if she becomes pregnant, her milk supply will dry up and she won't be able to nurse. And mu'beres is this idea that we don't seem to have anymore, but this concern that somehow, even though she's pregnant, she could become pregnant again, and that could harm the previous, the already existing fetus. The Chachamim omrim, achazu v'achazu, mishamesh k'dak v'olachas, v'nshamayim yirachamu, mishem shenema, shomim soim Hashem. So all three of these women do not need to use a moch, and again, according to Rashi, that Rameir says they may use a moch, so the Chachamim must be saying they may not use a moch. So according to Chachamim, a moch is aser for these three women. Aye, what about the danger? Shomer psayim Hashem. So one of the important aspects of this sugya is going to be to figure out what the gader of shomer psayim Hashem is. When do we apply it? When don't we apply it? So that is the Gemara according to Rashi. Now what isn't so clear is what is the iser? In other words, for anyone who may not use the moch, which is anything, anybody but the shalosh nashim for mayor, and even the shalosh nashim kor techamim, what iser is there? Maybe we'll say that a moch is like being mishamen shalishim v'avanim. It's like dashmer b'fnim v'zomim b'chutz. But if that's true, then there's an obvious question. which is, so why would we be matir for Shalosh Nashim? He'll tell me, okay, it's a sakana according to a mayor. So sakana doesn't matter the violation of an iser if you don't have to have tashmish, right? In other words, if this is really an iser, and it seems like it's an iser, because Rashi says it's also for everybody but the Shalosh Nashim, and according to Chachamim, it's also even for the Shalosh Nashim. So if this is something that's iser, and if we say the iser is, because it's like being Rasham Shalitzim Avanim, then it should be iser for the Shalosh Nashim also. Aye, but there's a sakana, according to a mayor. Okay, so then don't have tashmish. Who told you have to have tashmish and then have to violate the iser, machmas sakana? So that's a big question that we need to figure out according to Rashi. The Tosa Rush asked that question more or less explicitly. It's interesting that when Tosfos challenges Rashi, he doesn't ask the question that way. And maybe that would indicate that according to Rashi, the Isser is not that using a moch is equivalent to being Meshamish Alitz Mavanim. But if not, then what is the Isser? So that's not so clear from Rashi. Al Kopanim, Tosfos does understand that according to Rashi, the Isser is because of Hashchasa Zera. And that's also the Mashmos of Rashi and Ksubos. I'll read you the Tosfos Yivamos makes this point, Perish Bekuntros. Motel shamish b'moch, aval shar nashim aser mishum hashchasa zera, aval gav delay mifkada peri verivya. So says Tosfos, that what's the iser? Bedas Rashi hashchasa zera. And he notes, you might have thought that women shouldn't be in violation here, because maybe the iser of hashchasa zera stems from the mitzvah, it's a form of bittul mitzvahs peruvu, women aren't chayavos in peruvu. Nevertheless, they are chayav in hashchasa zera. It's interesting as well. You could have thought that the iser is alts the husband, but Rashi, as understood by Tosos, thinks it's aser alts the wife. And then Tosos brings support that there is an iser of hashchasa zera on women as well, because the Mishnah in Nida says kol haliyad hamar belivdok benashim shubachas banashim tikatzets. So why is it that we encourage bedikos for women and not for men? So the Gemara explains, because women are lavinos hargasha ninhu, and therefore there's no harm in doing extra bedikos, at least mizmaneim. Masha'en came for men, so they are b'nei hargasha ninhu. We wouldn't encourage bedikos because they could lead to an iser, mashchasa zera, sistos. So from that lashon, it sounds like if they were b'nos hargasha ninhu, then it would be aser. So you see that there's an iser of hashchasa zera on women. It's an interesting question. Which zera is that? Chazal seemed to have assumed that there is a certain zera for women. Not so clear what that is referring to. We talk about isha mazras tchila. What does that mean? It's an interesting shaila. But al kopanim, Tosfos says, you see from there, there's an iser hashchasa zera for women, and that's why it's aser for regular women to use a moch. Tosfos says, it's not a raya mefurish, because you could say they're lav benos iser hagashan in it. Al kopanim, if you look at the ritva in Yevamos and footnote 785, so he points out that there are a number of reasons why there might be an iser hashchasa zera for women, even though they're not mifkada akari verivya. If you look at the Gilyan Tosfos Nida Daf Yud Gimel Aleph, it says it's because hushbu ish veisha l'gabi kol onshin shabatora, meaning to say that being motzer levatala is an iser. There's an onesh, and therefore we equate men and women. You could have said, one second, it's only an onesh that stems from a bittul perivirivya, but he assumes not that way. The Ritva himself in Ksubos says it's aser for it to be mashcha zera baila, and he says that, and other Rishonim say this as well, that's why Dor HaMabul were laku, because they were mashcha zera ba'alayan. Others, like the Dovid Misharim, say it's the Vlad is Mimona Dibal, and that's why it's Asur. So I'll call upon him the different reasons why it might be Asura for a woman to be Mashchis Zera, but that is the reason for the Isser B'moch, according to Rashi, at least as understood by Tosfos. It's sort of interesting, actually. If you take the latter two options we considered, we saw that a woman, before she starts counting Shivanakiyam, so she has to make sure that there's no chash of paletus shechazera during the Shivanakiyam. So one option, this is what we do, is we wait until the zera is no longer viable. But if you remember, the Rishonim said there's another option. She could simply remove the zera. and that would allow her to start right away. If you know how to do that, then that's perfectly mutter. Why isn't that asur al hashchas zera? If you think a woman is chayaves or prohibited in hashchas zera, could be that over there, if once she's already having her period, then clearly she's not going to become pregnant anymore, even though it's not so clear that Chazal would have agreed to that, but maybe they did. So that's an interesting hara. We'll get back to that question shortly. Al kolpanim, so that's the view of Rashi. So Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos disagrees with Rashi's Havana. Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Delefnei Tashmesh, Vaday Aser, Litein Shamoch, Dein Derech Tashmesh Bekach, Varehu, Kematil Zera, Ala Eitzim Alavanim, Kishematil Alamoch. So absolutely Aser Tav Tashmesh Amita with a woman who is wearing a moch. Why? Because that's like Matil Eitzim Alavanim. And therefore, certainly you can't use a moch, since the moch is a barrier. So it's equivalent to being dashma b'fnim and zami b'chutz, which is an absolute prohibition. Therefore, Rashi can't be right. In other words, nobody, not Rav Meir, b'shosh nashim, could be matir, ishtamshas b'moch, moch means lefnei tashmish. So it must be we're talking about moch la'achar tashmish. But then he says, if it's a moch la'achar tashmish, so then he doesn't even think it should be aser under other circumstances. Dehai gavra, ki orche mashamesh, midiavik tanva ilonis, delo itzeru betashmesh, mishem delavinos banim ninhu. In other words, tashmesh is normal. And once tashmesh is normal, even though you know there's no possibility of pregnancy, there's no iser tashmesh, right? A person's allowed to have tashmesh with someone who's pregnant, or an ilonis, or a zakena, or whatever it is. So therefore, why would it be aser for shar nashim to be mishtamish b'moch la'achar tashmish? The tashmish itself is normal, and he assumes that there would be no prohibition in using the moch afterwards. So therefore, Tosfos says, you know what you have to say? You have to say that it means, not like Rashi. Rashi read that Remeir says it's mutter and everybody else is aser. No, you'd have to say that Remeir says you're chayev, and for everyone else, it's mutter. So you see that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we'll have to see if what Rashi would agree or not agree with this. Does everybody agree with Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no iser of moch la'achar tashmish, v'eishesha, no senes achakach moch lo huzero ashcha zera ay, but she's being mashcha zera. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, women aren't mitzuvas on ashcha zera. Why? Because they're not chayos in peri v'rivia. The iser of ashcha zera stems directly from a mitzvah's peri v'ru. Good. So ad kan Tosos, right? So we have a number of debates here between Rashi and Tosos. Are we talking about moch lefnei tashmish or la'achar tashmish? Are nashim muzharas al hashchas zera? Rashi says yes, as understood by Tosos. Tosos says no. Are we talking about mutter versus aser, or mitzvah versus eino mitzvah? According to Rashi, it's mutter versus aser. Remeir says mutter, Chachamim say aser. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Remeir says she should, and Chachamim say she doesn't need to. Is there ever a case where moch lefnei tashmish is mutter? Machlokas Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. Is there an iser of moch la'achar tashmish at all? Also, not clear what Rashi would say. If we turn to the Ritva, we'll see a third perspective, Ritva Nivamos, and this is a similar view in the Nebuka Yosef, based over there, Nivamos, as well as other Rishonim as well. Though amongst the Chachmei Sfarad, though there's a lot of overlap, there are some very interesting nuanced differences. Look at the Rashba and the Talmud Rashba and the Ra'ah and the like. Many of them are quoted in the Shita Megoratzes and Ksubos. Okay, so let's read what the Ritva says. Shalosh Nashim Shnashim Moch, Pirsh Rashi Zal, Mutar Shalosh Nashim Moch, Kedesh L'Isabru, Perish L'Perusho, Deshar Nashim Os Asuros L'Shamish Avagav, Delay Mifkidi Apir Rivya. Because of the Asuros, I wrote me L'Holid. So he says, what is Rashi? Why is it Asur for other women? Because it's Asuros L'Hashchis Haro'ui L'Holid. Oh. So that might suggest, by the way, that according to Rashi, a moch la'achar tashmish would be equally aser. When a moch is aser lifnei tashmish, equally aser. Maybe it's even worse, actually, because it's more of a hashchasa biyadayim if it's roi laholin. Afagav dechol kiur chay ein bo misham hashchasa zera. Dabias ketanav island is mutaris. Oh, according to Rashi, that there's an iser for her to be mashchas haroi laholid. So why is it mutter to have tashmish with a ketana? Tashmish moch lav orcha hu orch arahu. It depends. Is it normal or not normal? There's no violation of hashchas zera when it's normal tashmish. When it's orch ara. Now we'll have to figure out what does orch ara mean. I think we intuitively assume orch ara means in the normal fashion. In the normal fashion. Or we'll see from the Ritva that he might have had a very different understanding of orch ara, what that means. Certainly, Reb Chaim Ozer has a very interesting interpretation of what Orach Ara means in this Ritva and in general. V'chol davi le'moch b'shas tashmish, afilu l'didei, meaning for the Baal, ikka yisura, davi le'ik b'shas le'zom vadu. V'chileisa moch b'shas tashmish, ikka yisura b'dida. So, Ritva, in explaining Rashi, and though we'll see he's going to reject Rashi, he comes up with something a little similar, says, what, when it's usser, what's the isser, right? Again, for Rashi, for anybody but Shalosh Nashim and for Chamin, for all women, it's usser. What's the isser? So he says it explicitly. It's Mishamash Leitzim Avanim. And nevertheless, even if it's Mishamash Leitzim Avanim, it's Mutter Shalosh Nashim, which again brings us back to that question. So why is it Mutter? Why would we be Matir Mishamash Leitzim Avanim? Okay, before we get to answering that, let's continue in the Ritva. Umiyu ein pesh rabbeinu zal mechover. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat, and he's going to ask two kashas on Rashi. Number one, diishal shnashim utar shams moch kamar kain ki arminan kodem asman azem shameshes kedar kavol laches hainu sheinu mutares l'shamish b'moch gamai kim sheinu sabers kol ikar ena moch ma'ala umayu klop. According to Rashi, it's asura for a katana, meaning less than 11, to use a moch. But why? Lamai says she's not become pregnant. So therefore, there shouldn't be an isser. Aye, but maybe there's an isser. There should be an isser anyway, because it's like Misham Mishalitzim Avanim, right? So you see that what the Ritva understands is the following, that it's only Mishamish Alitzim Avanim because there's a possibility of her becoming pregnant. So it may be that Tashmish with the Moch for a Gedola, who's not at least amongst the Shalosh Nashim, is Kemishamish Alitzim Avanim. Why? Because absent this Moch, she would become pregnant. With the Moch, she can't. And therefore, that makes it Mishamish Alitzim Avanim. But says the Ritva, if she's 10 years old, then Moch or no Moch will not affect her pregnancy. And therefore, why should it be Aser? So you see at least that the Ritva in this question is not assuming that Mishamish Alitzim Avanim is referring to the Mishamish Alitzim Avanim is not referring to the act in a physically defined way. In other words, don't say Mishamish Alitzim Avanim is when you have Tashmish in a certain mechanical process, you know, let's say with a barrier. Right? The reason why a moch is mishamish alitzim avanim is not because of the barrier. It's because it's tashmish without the possibility of becoming pregnant through an active intervention. And therefore, says the Ritva, it would not be begeder mishamish alitzim avanim for ketana who couldn't anyway become pregnant. You're not changing the nature of the bia. In other words, what makes it Eitzim Avanim is because you're now making this bia a bia that's Eino Ra'ui to impregnate. But if you're not changing the quality of the bia, because regardless, this bia is not Ra'ui to impregnate, so then it would not be the Gader Mishamish Al Eitzim Avanim. And therefore, according to Rashi, the Gemara doesn't make any sense because the Gemara says there's an Isser Moch less than 11. But according to Rashi, there would be no Isser Moch less than 11. That's question number one of the Ritva. Question two. V'od Rabbanan de'amri, achazu v'achazu m'shameshes k'darka, asu l'meimer d'afil hani shalosh, eina mutarus l'shamish b'moch, v'amai, kevendik asakana klal, he'ach machnisos atzman Mishum Shamsam Hashem. According to Rashi, the Chachamim would say, even for Shalshna Hashem, it is Aser, because of Shamsam Hashem. But one second, it's dangerous. Now, okay, but it's not dangerous, Shamsam Hashem. So the Ritva thinks it's inconceivable that the Chachamim would tell someone that you have to, you know, that this thing that you're afraid of, this thing that you see as dangerous, that you must do it. In other words, this particular woman, she's afraid of danger. You'll tell her, Shomer P'sayim Hashem, she says, I'm still scared. So according to Rashi, it's also for Yuzim Ocha B'das Rabbanan. So it's the Ritva, that's inconceivable. She's scared. So those are two kashas. V'anachon d'chayavos l'shamish b'moch k'amar. So he's going to read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Tam, but l'chora with the moch l'fnei tashbish. Right? So shalosh nashim must or should use a moch, according to Meir, and the Chachamim say they don't have to. Chachamim would say they don't have to, but not that it's aser, because we can't say it's aser. We can't say it's aser because they're scared. Oh, that's the way he learns. Okay. So according to Ritva, Bedas Rashi, even though moch is lifnei tashmish, like we said, it's like eitzim avanim, but nevertheless, it's sometimes mutter. So why is it mutter? According to Meir, it's eitzim avanim. So like we said, you see from here that when we use this phrase or this concept of shal eitzim avanim, it's not talking about just a physical act, but it's the prohibition of having tashmish amit in a way that you're doing some type of active intervention to prevent the pregnancy. Oh, good. So that's the pshat in Mishnah Shalosim Avanim according to Rashi, and probably the Ritva as well. Now, what would be then if there was a heter to use birth control, according to, let's say, the Ritva and Rashi school of thought? We'll have to define when is there a heter to use birth control, and that's going to be tomorrow's shir, I guess. But where there is a heter to use birth control, then l'chora, it would be mutter to use a barrier, right? In other words, there's no, if you're not allowed to use birth control, then it's also regardless, presumably. And if you are, anytime you're allowed to use the pill, presumably, to use the modern language, you'd be allowed to use a moch. Maybe a moch is similar to a diaphragm, and maybe even a condom. We'll have to see. Would the Ritva even allow, literally, dash mevnim zarmi b'chutz? Hard to believe, but maybe that's only because there are other options that are better. We'll have to see. Okay. So, sort of interesting. How did the Ritva answer his second kash on Rashi? Right? What was the second kash on Rashi? Second kash on Rashi was, how could we make this woman who's afraid have tashmish? So the answer is that if she wants to rely on Shomer P'sayim Hashem, she can. But we wouldn't make her, right? So let's just summarize what we have so far. According to the Ritva rejects Rashi, because even according to Chachamim, how could it be aser for her to use a moch? It's okay to say she has the option to use a moch, an option not to use the moch despite the sakana. But we wouldn't say to her, she may not use the moch. So what does that tell us about Shomer P'sayim Hashem? Shomer P'sayim Hashem, according to Ritva, means that if a person wishes to have bitachon, despite there being some level of statistical danger, then they may do so. They could say yes, even though normally you're not allowed to do something dangerous. And obviously, if something is a clear danger, then you don't say Shom P'sayim Hashem. Rather, we would say in Somchan Al Anes. But something with a certain level of danger, we'll need to define what that level is, but something like Shalosh Nashim with a certain level of danger, so according to Chachamim, which presumably we paskin like, so a person might say, Shom P'sayim Hashem, and therefore it's not being begeder samech al neis. Or a person may say, no, I'm afraid, and therefore I'm allowed to use a moch if I wish to. This might be the Ritva Lishitaso. The Ritva writes in other places that we find that Shomer Psayim Hashem is optional. For example, the Ritva understands later in Yevamos that a person has the option of pushing off a milah on a cloudy day. Or they could have the milah on a cloudy day and say Shomer Psayim Hashem. I don't want to go into the details over there about the concerns. So Ritva and Sadi Beis Amud Aleph, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Shom Psayim Hashem, the Ritva writes, L'cham Haytayma, Manda Lo Bay L'Mimhal B'yoma De'eva, HaRishus B'yado, B'Shapir Avit Shelo Lismo Chal Shom Psayim Hashem. Right? Or he may. In other words, we have this category of a level of sakana, whereby a person has the choice to either have bitachon, and it's not begeder samech al anes, or they have the option of saying, no, I'm worried, and therefore I'm not going to, I'm going to push off the mila, or I'm going to use a moch, even though under circumstances, you can't push off a mila, you can't use a moch. Okay, now how would Rashi answer the Ritva's question? So Rav Moshe suggests the following. Again, which question? How do we say that, tell this woman who's afraid of becoming pregnant because it's dangerous, no, you may not use a moch, Shomer Psayim Hashem. So Rav Moshe writes, and this Rav Moshe, as well as I think all the makoros, hopefully, that we're going to refer to are on your sheets. Bavla Rabbanan Yodu Bizu Shemutaros, Mutaros, Dehab Debarer, Shaloplegi Rabbanan Heter de Sakana, Rakshvel Shashnashem Plegi. So certainly the Chachamim agree, like we said, that if you have a Sakana, it's going to be mutter to use a moch, right? It's only in these three Nashim that the Chachamim say they shouldn't use a moch. Why? Mitam, Shemin Shemayim Yirachamu, Kunfosh Bedevayim, Shirak Mitam Ze Asri. Vehu, Letarit Shal Yiksha, Kushis Ara Va Ritva. Don't ask the kasha, the Ra and the Ritva on Rashi. The time of who? Af shebechol makom lo amin anu shemayim rachamu v'asul estakein af b'makom chol shabbos v'averas kol mitzvos aval be'el shash nashim du davar tiv'i b'chol anashim sheba olam im haya sakana b'davar haya nesar zeh b'torah. In other words, it's very natural and normal for women to become pregnant or to be nursing or to be ktanos. So if there was a problem here, the Torah would have said something. The Torah said it would have ossered it. This is normal tiv'i things. The kol shekein shelo l'chayvo od b'mitzvos ona, right? There's still a mitzvos ona if your wife is pregnant, if your wife is nursing, if your wife's a ktana, da stamach se b'kra, chiv ona, afu b'ras manika v'ikar mitzvos ona, namar b'yud. Where do we even find the mitzvah ona by the mitzvah of yud, which is talking about a ketana, the stomach siv, shu gam bishnas yud beis v'lachin tzavri, dehu avtocha min hashamayim. So according to Rashi, bedas chachamim, the fact that this is a normal thing to do, and the Torah doesn't warn you about it, adarabah, the Torah is machayev yud mitzvah ona, that it's kilu, it's avtocha min hashamayim, that nothing will happen. And therefore, it's aser, according to Chachamim at least, for her to be mishameshes b'moch. Does that mean that nobody ever got hurt, right? That there's never an example of, I don't know, a katana getting harmed, or a meuberes or a manika getting harmed because they became pregnant? No, that's not true. It might happen sometimes. But that is a onesh. Bekavana min hashemayim velo machma shelo nishmeru u'meyon hashemayim yafshar li'malit. In other words, according to Rashi, why is it asur b'das chachamim? Because like this, if you're chayv in an onesh, you're going to get the onesh anyway. And if you're not chayv in the onesh, then there's haftacha, you'll be protected. So therefore, it's asur. And what does the Ritva say? Why doesn't the Ritva agree with that cheshbon? It's a good cheshbon. So says the Rav Moshe a little later, Rasevi Aritva, Bera'a, Shalo Yalfinan L'shash Nashim, Sheyesh Bahem Chashash Sakana Tivi, Rak L'zeh Shalo Ne'asaros Milasham Mesh Kedarkan, V'rishos L'vtoch Min Hashemayim. All we learn from that is that they may have Vitachon, Avalo, Sheyiyu Od Asuros Milasham Shemoch, but not to create an Isser, Shtam Shemoch, Imchosh Shos L'chat HaTayim, because why? They're afraid of their Chataim. Aye, but if they're afraid of their Chataim, so what does it help? Right, then Mimanashach will get zapped. It still doesn't help. So I guess it's going to be something along the lines of that the Satan is Mekatrig B'Shas HaSakana. So therefore, if they're Choshesh L'chata'ehem, then they have the right to use a moch. But fundamentally, everybody agrees that if you have a natural situation, you're allowed to be Somech on Hashem. According to Rashi, you're even Mechuyev to be Somech on Hashem. According to the Ritva, you're allowed to be Somech on Hashem. Now, the Ritva holds that you may be Somech Hashem, but you also could be Choshesh for your Averos. And he explains, the Rav Moshe, that is, explains that there's a debate between Rashi and the Ritva whether this is like a Haftacha, that's Rashi Shita, or that we learn out from Pru Revu or something else that there's a Heter. So anyway, it's a very interesting, not just Halachic debate over here, but sort of hashkafic debate about the nature of Shom Sam Hashem and Bitachon, really. Yes?
The Moshe is assuming that Rashi agrees to Ritva in general, though, about Shom Sam Hashem, just after over here?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. He doesn't, Rav Moshe doesn't make that sushtal that I made, that it's the Ritva Lishitaso. So I don't know what Rav Moshe would say about that. Rav Moshe says that where their debate is about the following thing, something that's tivi, that's normal, that's natural, that the Torah didn't restrict. So according to Rashi, again, B'Davs Chachamim, the way we paskin, according to Rashi, that makes it as though there's Avtacha, and therefore you must rely on Hashem. Now, therefore something like a moch would be Aser. And according to the Ritva, no, it means you may. But if you're choshesh for your chataim, that's also okay, and therefore in that case, it's also be mutter for them to use a moch if they so choose. Now, Rav Moshe writes a very important point, saying, but this is, of course, only when it's something TV, when something very far-fetched. But if we're dealing with a sakana cheres, she'eno davar TV b'chol anashim, like she has some type of medical condition that makes it dangerous for her to become pregnant, so then even the Chachamim would agree. They're only debating this very narrow case where you can possibly say, Shomer Psalim Hashem. Okay. So again, we have three ways to read this Gemara. We have Rashi, Tosos, and Ritva. Rashi says, Rashi and Ritva think it's Moch, Kodem Tashmish. Rashi thinks for Rameir, it's Mutter, and for Chachamim, it's Aser, for Shalosh Nashim. Ritva thinks for Rameir, you should, and for Chachamim, it's optional. And Tosos thinks we're talking about Moch, Lachar Tashmish, according to Rameir, again, your chayim nechamim, it's butter. Let's take a look at the rid, Tosis rid, and Yivamos, Yud Beis Mabeis. He asked an interesting kasha. Because echati uchamim lo tizar lasas kamais ervonen. In other words, in the case where it's aser l'chayra, it's like we said, it's misham shayim panim, it's like maiser ervonen. So how could it be that we permit this whenever we permit it? Whatever circumstances you think is mutter, why are we muttering it? So what's his answer? Tshuva. Eza who mice erva onin shasra Torah kol shakava naso shalotis aber kadesh lo yakchesh yofya. In other words, part of the iser erva onin is going to be dependent on your intention. Mice erva onin is not defined just in by the physical act, but rather by the kavana. So if you're doing this so that you don't want your wife to become pregnant because you want her to remain beautiful, so then that's an iser. But the same act is mutter if your kavana is to avert danger. You're miskaven l'taiva. What does that mean? That you're allowed to have bia shelo kedarka, even though that's seemingly equivalent to being Mashkasalis Mavadim, it's equivalent to Ma'aser Va'onin. Maybe it even was Ma'aser Va'onin. Aval Misha coming out slash some time as Yitzrao. Eino over. Why? So Rav Moshe talks a lot about this rid. We'll see what he says in a moment. But basically, since this is a activity that the Torah permitted, so then now it's not like Ma'aser Va'onin. In other words, again, contextually. So if you're trying to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Ona, and the only way to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Ona is for Nisa Moch, so then you're being that Kavana Mitzvahs Ona, and we'll see in a moment, many Rishonim, like the Ritva and Ksubos and the Ra'ah, bring up this point of Mitzvahs Ona. If you're trying to Mekayim Mitzvahs Ona, then it's okay. If you're not trying to Mekayim Mitzvahs Ona, you're trying Adrabba to keep her from becoming pregnant so she doesn't lose her looks. So then it's Aser. And that's this approach. And again, the Ritva says, I'm sorry, the Rid says this even applies to Bia Shlokadarka, in other words. And Rav Moshe explains, we'll see it a little bit later, Rav Moshe explains that what's the pshat in this Iser of Bia Shlokadarka? So the Ramah, at least, Paskin's a very strange idea. That it's mutter be'akrai. So, like manashach, either it's mutter or aser. So, Rav Moshe basically explains
based off of this
Ritva and other sources that the pshat is that having b'yishlo kedarka is a mishigas. It doesn't really make much sense. The hana you get from Bia Shlokei Darka is, if anything, less than Bia Kedarka. So, but the Torah says that this is a sanctioned hana. I'll point out, Agav, what Rabbi Willig always points out, which is that when the Ramah writes that it's mutter, he means it's not a violation of Hashchas of Zera. But it's aser for different reasons, because it's inui. That's aser, of course, to be man or your wife, but out this it's not aser. Why? Because what? Because this is a sanctioned hana. Now, once you go ahead and do it regularly, so then clearly that's not your kavana, because what? Like, it's one thing to have a mishigas. Okay, you did it. You did it once or twice, occasionally, and you see, okay, this isn't so special. But to do it regularly, so that shows that you're not doing it just for this reason. And in a mela, it turns out that it would be over, it would be aser. Again, this idea that we see that the definition of Hashchas HaZera is contextual. Now, again, all this is very different than the approach of Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos thinks, no, that there's some type of objective iser of Hashchas HaZera. So if Moch is Hashchas HaZera, Moch Lefnei Tashmish, so then it's always Hashchas HaZera. It doesn't matter what the context is. Whereas according to this school of thought in the Rishonim, it's going to depend on the context. And again, this idea is seen as well in the Ra'ah and other Rishonim who bring up the mitzvah of Ona. So, for example, the Ra'ah writes, Elavadai chayavis l'shamish b'moch kamrinan, the chachamim omrim de'enan asuros, aval reshus b'yadan, aval iser l'ba'alein laka. Why? Why is it mutter for you to use a moch for shalosh nashim? Sharei ein mashchisim v'su. So, because their act is not an act mashchasa, but what we want is more the second shot. V'su misham ona nami mutter. So again, what is he adding that because of ona? Is he saying that there's no iser whenever it's a mitzvah ona? But if it was, let's say, lo litzarch klal, it would be aser, because without the mitzvah ona? Is it saying, let's say it like this. What does he want to prove from ona? That there's a heter to have tashmish without the possibility of her becoming pregnant? Or no, more generally speaking, that ona's a matir over here. So it sounds like he's saying the second. Rav Moshe writes that explicitly, that when he's saying it's because of Ona, Ona is a matir. There's a heter, and therefore it's not a violation of Ashchasa Zera. And that's why he needs these two reasons. This is where Rav Moshe puts it, right, when quoting this Ra'ah, that we see from here that what is the gather of Hashchasa Zera Levatala? Hashchasa Zera Levatala is when it is Levatala, meaning to say when it's for no purpose. But if it's to be Mekai Mitzis Ona, then it's not a violation, right? The Zera Levatala Sha'asar, Ein Perusha Levatala Meholada, Shu B'chol Ofen, Shi Efshar Leholad. Hashchasa Zera Levatala doesn't mean Hashchasa Zera Levatala in a way that doesn't allow for pregnancy. Ela perusha levatala mamish shelo l'tarach. The answer is when it's for no point. Avol b'yesh tzorach kigon l'mitzvahs ona av sheyesher l'holed b'otza kazu lo havei levatala umoter. Lefize nicha b'pshitos ma shemot l'sham shemakar v'alonis tekevan shechay ba'ona usameich es ishto havei l'tzorach bein kan shem iser. And he points out that's exactly what the Ritva Ksubo says. That's exactly what the Ritva Ksubo says when he brings up Ona. So this is, as I said, is a whole new perspective on what it is. Now, this comes up, there are a lot of ramifications for this. It's why perhaps if a couple is involved in fertility treatment, we will allow for Hotzah Zera, even in a way that will not have the possibility of pregnancy. Let's say it's for a test. Why? Because it's not levatala. It's actually to have children. According to Rav Moshe, there's a separate issur of niyuf biyad, which is never permitted. And that comes up in those fertility shilas. It's not going to be our discussion for today. But assuming Rav Moshe says you could avoid that issur of being niyuf biyad, then that's going to be solved. Now, you might think that according to Rav Moshe, that since he's like super mako, right? Hotzasa levatala. So it's mutter to use a moch always to be makai mitzvah ona. So Rav Moshe does not say that. Adarabba, Rav Moshe thinks, though in b'makom sakana, as we've seen, he's very, very mako. But shalom b'makom sakana, we will see, he's very, very machmir. So that would mean that a couple who is not allowed to be using birth control. So then for them to use a moch or maybe even oral contraception, according to Rav Moshe, would be an iser chamor. That's what he writes. Because now there is no heter. It is levatala. But they have their cheshbonos. So Rav Moshe understands that while sakana is a heter, there are very few things. What they are, we'll see, I guess, next time. But there are very few things besides sakana that are grounds for being matir. And so we have to, we're only sort of starting to address the shiloh. So far, we have three perushim in the Rishonim and the Sugya, but broadly speaking, we'll have Rabbeinu Tam and everybody else. Rabbeinu Tam, who under no circumstances will permit a moch lifnei tashmish, and we have the other Rishonim who allow it at least under certain circumstances. So how do we paskin? So this din isn't actually in Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam explicitly. Why? Because we paskin like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim aren't even matir shal shnashim. However, it does come up Derech Agav in different places. One of them is in Beis Yosef, Ebenezer, Simin Chav Gimel Sif Hei, which quotes a Rush. We don't have time to read that inside, but it's on that context in the Shulchan Aruch on Sif Hei, Simin Chav Gimel, that the Pischei Tshuva brings up this issue. So briefly, what does the Pischei Tshuva write? So he writes, first, you have a situation of a Sakana. Is she allowed to use a Malch Lefnei Tashmish? So he quotes the Tshuva's Chaim de Shlomo, who's Meiko, but then he quotes Rabbi Yekiv Eger and the Sam Sofer, who are very machmir, who say, no, even b'makom sakana, even though the doctors tell her she becomes pregnant, she'll die. She may not use a moch lifnei tashmish. Now, where is that coming from? According to analysis that we just saw, that's very surprising. Now, if you're going to say that we're choshesh Rabbeinu Tam, then that would explain why this is true. Is it that they're choshesh Rabbeinu Tam? So we'll see shortly, that's not their whole story. They try to argue that maybe it would be true even according to Rashi. Why? Well, because we pass like the Chachamim. The Chachamim don't permit Shalosh Nashim, which means that they don't think that Sakana is a heter for Hishtamshus B'moch. Now, we said before, but that's only because it's not really a Sakana for Shalosh Nashim. We could say Shom Sem Hashem. They don't accept that analysis. So I guess we'll stop over here. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we will begin with that question. And we'll take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Chassam Sofer, where they're coming from. And then we'll see later other Achronim, like Rav Moshe, Rav Chaim Ozer, and the like, disagree with the analysis of the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay.
Small grammatical point?
Yes.
Onain is a person who's in a loss of year one and hasn't been having. The heir's brother was Onan.
Onan. Okay. Shkayach.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.